supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O Most Merciful of the Merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, in humanity and in faith, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. On a sad occasion, today is the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari, peace be upon him. Please accept our condolences on this sad occasion.
Imamun al-Hadi Ashar, Abu al-Imam al-Muntabar. Imamun al-Hadi Ashar, Abu al-Imam al-Muntabar.
Today, Wednesday, is the 8th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 13th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
O Imam Asgari, مثل امام مجتبا، تنها امام عسکری، تنها امام مولا، امام عسکری، آقا مثل امام مجتبا.
Because of today, that is martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hasan al-Askari, we look at his special features on morality. Imam Hasan al-Askari, alayhi salam, was a gracious personality and an unmatched exegete of the Holy Quran. More than 100 well-known wise men remained continuously present in his assembly during the period of 16 years. One of the courtiers of Abbasid government named Ahmad ibn Khagan, who was an enemy of the Prophet's family, said one day, "I have not seen anybody in Samarra among the Bani Hashim family more pious, virtuous, and chaste than Hasan al-Askari. If the caliphate goes out of Bani Abbas' hands, then no one except Hasan al-Askari will be capable of and fit for it." Then he said, "One day I was present with my father when Hasan al-Askari arrived there. Although he was the enemy of the Prophet's family, yet he got up from his place, kissed his hand and made him seated upon his own place and sat before him like a pupil in front of a teacher and lent ears to his words." So on the martyrdom anniversary of Shia's 11th Imam, Imam Hasan al-Askari, we offer our condolences to all Muslims all around the world, especially Shia Muslims. Sayyid Saleh al-Qazwini.
Of course, the life of this great Imam was very short. Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, he died at the age, or he was poisoned by the Abbasi Caliph at the age of 28. 28 years old, and he passed away in the city of Samarra. If any of you have gone to Iraq for the ziyarah, in Samarra there are two graves. Or there are more than two graves, actually. There's the grave of Imam al-Hadi, the 10th Imam, and the grave of Imam al-Hasan al-Askari. And also next to them is the grave of Narjis, the mother of Imam al-Mahdi, and the sister of Imam al-Hadi. She is also buried there. So Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, alayhi salam, he lived most of his life in Samarra. And he passed away in Samarra. And the reason for that is because the Abbasi Caliph was living in Samarra. And he forced Imam al-Hadi, the father of Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, to migrate all the way from Medina to be in Samarra so that he could be under his supervision. Because he was afraid that the Imam alayhi salam is going to have more followers. The Imam is going to be loved and respected by people. So he brought the Imam to be under his watch. And he brought Imam al-Hadi, and along with Imam al-Hadi came Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, his son. And during that era, Imam al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salam, he passed away in the year 260 after Hijrah. So 260 years after the Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And that was the beginning of the imamah of Imam al-Mahdi. So, of course, the Imam alayhi salam and the Imams during that era were living during very difficult times. The Abbasi Caliphs were very rough and very strict with the Imams. And they had spies in the houses of the Imams. They had spies monitoring the actions of the Imams, and the Imams were persecuted. The Imams were in prison. In fact, Imam al-Hadi and Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, their house was their prison. Not many people were able to go and visit the Imams. Not many people were able to go and see the Imams and talk to the Imams.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Salawat on Imam Hasan al-Askari.
Allahumma salli ala al-Hasan ibn Ali ibn Muhammad. البر التقي الصادق الوفي.
O Allah, please do send blessings upon Al-Hasan, son of Ali, son of Muhammad, the upright, the pious, the honest, the faithful, the brilliant light, the keeper of your knowledge, and the reminding of your oneness, and your representative, and the successor of the leaders of the religion, the guide, orthodox ones, and the claim against the inhabitants of this world. So, O Lord, please do send blessings upon him in the best manner that you have ever sent blessings upon any of your elite servants. And your claims and the descendants of your apostles, O the God of the worlds.
In this part of today's special, we learn about his martyrdom, Imam Hasan al-Askari's martyrdom. The Imam was 4 years of age when he was exiled to Samarra along with his father. He was placed under the Caliph's observation at a point which was the center of the armed forces. Pertinent to the same, he became famous and known by the byname of Asker. Following the death of his father, the Abbasid Caliph Mu'tamid imprisoned him. The piety and chastity of Imam attracted the attention of all the prisoners towards him and made them all entranced and enchanted. The officials and agents of the Caliph daily reported to the Caliph as to his condition. Eventually, he was martyred and was buried at Samarra near the grave of his father. After his martyrdom, his brother Ja'far Kadhab, who was a gone astray man, stood up to offer the funeral prayer upon the body of Imam alayhi salam, but all of a sudden, the son of the Imam, who was a minor, came forward and pushed his uncle back and stood upon his uncle's place and offered the funeral prayer upon his father's body. Thereafter, the short absenteeism and occultation period started. Only a segment of special Shias could meet him. But following the activities of the Abbasid caliphs, the long occultation period set in. Dear brothers and sisters, we offer our condolences on the said occasion, martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hasan al-Askari, peace be upon him.
Ya ahla bayt an-nubuwa, ya ahla bayt an-nubuwa.
This part entitled Paving the Way for Imam Mahdi's Imamate. A delegation consisting of 40 persons who support the Prophet's family came to Samarra and visited Imam Hassan's home in order to ask them about the proof, Hujjah, after him. While sitting, Uthman bin Sa'id said, O the son of the Prophet, I want to ask you about something which you know more than me. Then Imam said, If you please, no one walk out, I will be back. Really, this happened. No one went, and after an hour later, Imam Hasan returned back and called Uthman, so he stood directly. Imam Hasan said, Shall I tell you the reason why you had come? They answered, Oh yes, the son of the Prophet. Then he answered them, saying, You came asking me about the proof after me. They said, Yes. And Imam Mahdi was in front of them, a very nice boy who looks like the moon. Then Imam Hasan al-Askari said, this is your imam after me and the caliph, so you should obey him and you should be united and never be separated in order not to be perish. You will not see him after this day because of his occultation, so you should agree about what Uthman Amri tells you and obey him because he is the caliph of your imam and matters go back to him.
Of course, Imam al-Hasan al-Askari, he had many roles during his life. He's an imam appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ وَكَانُوا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ. These are the tasks of an imam. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. The imam guides by the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ. The imam is the one who's always doing good, always helping people, always being the righteous person, the most righteous person in his community. وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. They teach people how to worship. They teach people how to give zakat. They were worshippers. In another verse, Allah describes them in the Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا. One of the tasks of all of the imams, every single one of our imams, was that they had to be patient. They were patient in the face of persecution. All of the imams were oppressed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed them in these difficulties so that we could learn lessons from their lives. So that when I'm tested in my life, we're tested every day. Is there any single one of us that says, no, alhamdulillah, my life is perfect, I've never been tested? No, we're all tested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us these role models, and they were tested and they passed their test. And every imam, they had their own difficult test. Each imam, their test was different. But they passed their tests because of their reliance and their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dear Shia Muslims, dear listeners of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we express our condolences on the sad occasion of martyrdom anniversary of Imam Askari, peace be upon him. Please keep us in your supplication, in your du'as and worshipping. Thank you very much and have a nice time.
بوی کربلا آسمون داره میباره یا دل آقا گرفته آجرک الله بقیت الله آجرک الله.
Food for thought.
Salam and heartfelt condolences to you on the tragic 8th of Rabiul Awwal, the martyrdom anniversary of the Prophet's 11th infallible heir, Imam Hasan Askari, peace upon him, the father of the awaited savior of mankind, who will reappear in the end times to cleanse the earth of all vestiges of corruption and oppression by establishing the global government of peace, prosperity and justice. Here is a saying in this regard. Imam Hasan Askari has informed that the Qa'im al-Mahdi will be his son and that the house of the Imam and the Prophet is protected from falsehood and error.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a beautiful hadith from Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam regarding his son, Imam Askari. We would like to offer also our condolences to our respectable and honorable listeners and audience on the demise and martyrdom of Imam al-Askari, because today is the anniversary of the martyrdom of that great Imam. Imam Hadi alayhi salam has been reported to have said, "The Imam after me is al-Hasan, and after al-Hasan his son al-Qa'im," literally, which means the one who will rise, the one who will fill the land with fairness and justice, just as it was filled with tyranny and oppression. Regarding the virtues of Imam al-Askari, many things have been reported. Today we'll recite for our listeners a very beautiful hadith regarding this. Muhammad ibn Ismail narrated, "The Abbasids visited Saleh bin Wasif and Saleh bin Ali and a few others. Other deviated people from this location also visited Saleh bin Wasif, when Abu Muhammad, meaning Imam Askari alayhi salam, was in prison. He said to him, put him in strict confinement and give him no ease. Right? They asked the people, the caretakers of the prison, to be harsh in their conduct with the Imam. In response to this, Saleh, the prison warden, maybe, he replied, What more can I do with him when I have assigned two of the most evil men I could find to guard him? He said, I put him in the care of two of the most evil people I could find. But what happened? This person says, and surprisingly, those two have turned to worship and prayers as a result of the Imam, in the companionship and in the company of the Imam, who they were, handed over to abuse and to bother. You know, these people, repented and they turned to the worship of Allah. You know, many stories, similar stories have been reported regarding the other Imams, alayhi wasalam, who were put in prison. You know, they were, evil people were put in their company. And, you know, the great conduct of the Imams, the virtues of the Imams, it was able to have an effect on these evil people and transform them and help these people become worshippers of Allah and repent. In the Holy Quran, we have a verse which says, we made them imams who guided the people by means of our command. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. Right? So, in his famous commentary of the Holy Quran, Al-Mizan, Allama Tabatabai, over there he said, in his commentary on this verse, he says, one of the meaning of this verse is that the Imams, alayhi wasalam, actually take people from immorality and indecency towards virtue and towards the path of God, as we see in this beautiful hadith. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues of Imam Askari alayhi salam. In the words of Imam Hadi, until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really happy that, alhamdulillah, again, I have Brother Ali Nasir. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Here with me, and Brother Fawad Haider. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Okay, thank you so much. Welcome. Inshallah, in this session, the same as the previous sessions, we'll be working on some of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we'll continue, inshallah, to the next surahs of the Quran Kareem.
Inshallah.
In the last session, we worked on Ayah 23. of Surah Al-Baqarah. But in this ayah, inshallah, we'll be working on ayah 24 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So I really recommend you stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. So Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, let's listen to this ayah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Thank you so much. That was a nice recitation. I hope you've loved it. Now we will be reciting, okay, and practicing.
Okay.
Please listen and repeat. I hope you have, brothers and sisters, I hope you have your Quran with you. Please practice with us and listen and repeat.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا
فَإِن لَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا
فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ
فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ
أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ
أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ.
أحسنت. ما شاء الله. In the previous ayah, in ayah 23, Allah Almighty says that وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأَتُوا بِسُورَةٍ. Bring, if you are in doubt, okay, if you are, for example, having a doubt about what we have sent down to our servant, it means you're in doubt of, is it the word of Allah Almighty? Is it a miracle or no? Is it true, the teachings? Are the teachings true or no? Or for example, is this book a guidance for us or no? If you're in doubt, so bring a surah like this. Okay? To make sure that you're the surah that you bring, for example, okay? Show us that that is the true one, not the Quran. God forbid, okay? Na'udhu billah. But they couldn't do it, and they cannot do it. During the history of had a lot of people, okay, claiming they were prophets and claiming that they have miracles, but they have never shown the people a miracle, and they have never been, okay, the truthful people. So, now in this ayah, Allah Almighty says that, فَإِن لَّمْ تَفَعَلُوا, if you couldn't bring an ayah, and Allah Almighty again quickly says, وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا, and you will never be able to do it. If you couldn't do, you can't do it. You can't do it. Okay? فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ. Be afraid of the nar, the hellfire. Okay? Why? Because you are, what? You're fighting the words of Allah Almighty right now. You're saying that this book is not a miracle. This book is not a book of guidance. This book is not a heavenly book. So you're certainly fighting the words of Allah Almighty. Yes? You're certainly fighting the truth. Okay? So, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي, be afraid of the hellfire, okay? So beware the fire, okay? That it's going to be what? وَقُودُهَا النَّارَ, the fire, the hellfire that وَقُودُهَا النَّارَ. Waqood, okay, means the fuel, okay? That you have to be careful that the fuel of this hellfire is what? An-nas, the human being, okay? The human being will be used as flammables for the fire, for the hellfire. Wal-hijara, and the stones. Allah Almighty is making an example of what a hellfire it's going to be, okay? So much scary, so much dangerous one. U'iddat lil kafirin, the hellfire which has been given as a promise, okay, to what? Lil kafirin, to the disbelievers. Allah Almighty has promised the disbelievers, okay, with this hellfire. So if you are confronting, if you're fighting the Quran, okay, be careful that this is going to be your future in the Day of Judgment. All right?
Yes.
So, inshallah, may Allah Almighty help us that we should be among those who believe, among those who follow the teachings of the Quran Kareem, because, of course, it is a miracle. So may inshallah Allah Almighty help us stay as believers to Islam, believers to the Quran, believers to the miracles that Allah Almighty has sent down to the Prophet, especially the Quran Kareem. So this is the book of guidance, and we can't have anything like this.
Yes.
This is the last revelation that Allah Almighty has sent down for human beings.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
Now, the Tajweed rules, which are very much important in learning how to read, how to recite the Quran Kareem. Like, for example, if you're like attending or participating any competition, Quranic competition, you must be very much careful that if you are participating as a reciter, you have to be very much careful about the Tajweed rules, because they are so much important. Okay, now فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, is there any Tajweed rule?
فَإِن لَمْ,
you join it, إِدْغَام, إِلَّمْ, you say فَإِن لَمْ, what's the rule?
إِدْغَام,
إِدْغَام, نُون ساكين plus
لَمْ,
إدغام, with غنى or without غنى?
Without.
Without غنى? Yes. لام and را يرملون. From يرملون letters, okay, لام and را, they have the rule without غنى, yes. But, yeah, ميم, واو, نون, with غنى. So, فإلّم, فإلّم, do not, or, I mean, do not stretch the sound a lot, okay? And also do not produce a noise, nasal sound. فَإِلَّمْ, no, not this one. فَإِلَّمْ, simple, simple. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا. Nun ساكن plus ta. What rule is applied?
إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى, right, إِخْفَى. فَإِلَّمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ. Here nasal sound, okay, in إِخْفَى. وَلَن تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ فَاتَّقُوا. Wow, Matt, do you remember? Wow,
yes.
Matt, Alif, Matt, Ya, Matt, plus Hamzatul Wasl. These Wow, Matt, Ya, Matt, Alif, Matt will be skipped, okay?
Skipped.
I mean, they will be changed to short vowel. They are long vowels, but they will be changed to
short vowels.
فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ فتقونار. No, it's wrong. فتقونار. Directly. فتقونار. Only a dhamma, not wow. فتقونار التي. Noon ساكن plus noon, or I mean noon with تشديد. إدغام, yes? Or إدغام with منا. فتقونار التي. وقود. وقود. ها. وقودها الناس. Again, alif mad plus hamzatul wasl, alif mad, long vowel, will be changed to short vowel.
Short vowel.
وقودهن هن. No. وقودهن ناس. وقودهن ناس. Alright?
Yes.
والحجارة. والحجارة. Hamzatul wasl will be skipped. And ha is from the moon letters. Lam is pronounced. والحجارة. Alright? U'iddat. U'iddat lil kafirin. So, that's all about this ayah. And alhamdulillah, we finished this ayah as well. So now, Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, I will be again reading this ayah, inshallah. Repeat after me. Alright?
Okay.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا
فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا
Actually, I don't have to make a pause here, okay? But since the I is a bit long, okay? So we can stop it. We are just learning, okay? But make sure that whenever you want to recite in competitions in there, okay? You should go on. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا At least, if you stop here, then when you want to start, say, وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا, for example, okay? Or from the beginning of that, take a deep breath and go continue. Up to وَالْحِجَارَةِ So now I will recite, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا up to وَالْحِجَارَةِ, all right?
Okay. Yes.
Take a deep breath after me. First me, I have to take a deep breath. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ
فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ
فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ
فَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ
أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ
أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ
أحسن Thank you so much, mashallah. Allah bless you, inshallah. That was all about this ayah. Make sure you refer to the interpretation books, okay? Like the explanations of these verses of the Quran Karim. And also practice, inshallah, okay? Ali Nasir, Fawad Haider, thank you so much for joining us today. Inshallah, see you in the next session. Thank you so much. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد واجعل فرجه
Let's recite the Quran A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي لأي الأمور إليك أشكو ولما منها أضج وأبكي لأليم العذاب وشدته أم لطول
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the Kumail supplication. Ya ilahi wa rabbi wa sayyidi wa maulai. My Lord, my Master and my Protector. لِأَيِّ الْأُمُورِ إِلَيْكَ أَشْكُو. For which things would I complain to you? وَلِمَا مِنْهَا أَضِجُّ وَأَبْكِي. And for which of them would I lament and weep? لِأَلِيمِ الْعَذَابِ وَشِدَّتِهِ أَمْ لِطُولِ الْبَلَاءِ وَمُدَّتِهِ. For the length and period of tribulation, or for the pain and severity of chastisement. فَلَئِنْ صَيَّرْتَنِي لِلْعُقُوبَاتِ مَعَ أَعْدَائِكَ وَجَمَعْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَهْلِ بَلَائِكَ وَفَرَّقْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَحِبَّائِكَ وَأُولِيَائِكَ. So my Lord, if you subject me to punishment with your enemies, if you gather me with the people of your tribulation, and if you separate me from your friends and saints, فَهَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِي وَسَيِّدِي وَمَوْلَايَ وَرَبِّي صَبَرْتُ عَلَى عَذَابِكَ فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَلَى فِرَاقِكَ. Then suppose, my Allah, my Master and my Protector, that I'm able to endure your chastisement. How can I endure separation from you? وَهَبْنِي يَا إِلَهِي صَبَرْتُ عَلَى حَرِّ نَارِكَ فَكَيْفَ أَصْبِرُ عَنِ النَّظَرِ إِلَى كَرَامَتِكَ. Suppose I'm able to endure the heat of your fire. How can I endure not gazing upon your generosity? أَمْ كَيْفَ أَسْكُنُ فِي النَّارِ وَرَجَاءِ عَفْوُكَ. Or how can I dwell in the fire while my hope is your pardon? This part of the Kumail supplication is a complaint to a friend. We talked about how important lamenting and weeping are, and how it is important for some people, as they have understood the importance of it, to be with the prophets, with the imams, and with the friends that they wish to see in this world. So they love to be accompanying them in hereafter. In this part, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, فَلَئِنْ صَيَّرْتَنِي لِلْعُقُوبَاتِ مَعَ أَعْدَائِكَ وَجَمَعْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَهْلِ بَلَائِكَ. If you subject me to punishment with your enemies, I mean, Imam Ali alayhi salam is not talking about the punishment. He's talking about the punishment with the enemies of the Almighty Allah. وَجَمَعْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَهْلِ بَلَائِكَ. O Allah, if you gather me with the people of your tribulation, if you separate me from your friends, it is implied that Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying, O Allah, suppose I can stand your burning fire, your chastisement, anything you deem necessary for me. But how can I ignore the blessings you grant your noble servants? It is narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that the Almighty has not created anyone except that he has defined a position in paradise and another in hell for him. When the inhabitants of the paradise settle in it, and the hell inhabitants are sent to it, a caller tells the dwellers of paradise to look at their position in hell and says, this is the position that you would have entered if you had committed sins. So the dwellers of paradise get so relieved and happy that if there were any death in paradise, they would die of happiness. Afterwards, this caller calls the dwellers of hell to look up their supposed position and blessings in paradise and says, if you had worshipped Allah, you could have won these positions. So the inhabitants of hell get so depressed that they nearly die if there were any death in hell.
Oh my God, my Lord, my King and Master, which of the matters shall I complain to you? And for which of them shall I wail and weep? Shall I wail for the pains of the punishment and its intensity? Or for the length of my suffering and its duration?
Thank you, Allah. So good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this
this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Brothers and sisters, that's why it is so important to stay with the close friends of the Almighty Allah, with the divine men in this world, to accompany them in hereafter as well. The Ahlul Bayt, the wise gerents of the Almighty Allah, are the Holy Quran's counterpart. We all know that this is our responsibility to understand the Holy Quran and put it into practice, to understand its teachings, just as shown by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. Allah has purified the Ahlul Bayt from uncleanness. Allah has made them infallible. So we can say the Ahlul Bayt are the protected Quran. They contain all the meanings of the Holy Quran. They are completely aware of its manifest and hidden verses, and the ones practicing the Holy Quran's teachings. I mean, they are the practical examples of the Holy Quran. They are the full embodiment, full manifestations of the Book of Allah. So these people should be completely followed by the ones who consider themselves as the followers of the Ahlul Bayt. Their teachings should be followed by the lovers of the Ahlul Bayt in this world to be saved from the hellfire and to be accompanying them in the next world. And this is so important that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions it in this part of the Divine Kumayyah supplication. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
وصيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة علي حبه جنة وصيم النار والجنة وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa salatu wa salamu ala sayidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Firstly, I would like to express my condolences to the Muslim world on the martyrdom of our 11th Imam, Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, who was the great grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and was poisoned by the caliph of that time. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he includes us among his true lovers and followers. We are discussing presently about the topic of prophethood in Nahjul Balagha, and we are discussing some introductory phases, sessions and lessons on trying to understand this issue. And the very first discussion that we are having here is what is the importance of the issue of prophethood. And after that, we want to discuss slightly regarding the topics that we will, inshallah, go through in these sessions. The first thing is that we want to know that this prophethood, we take it as a historical phenomenon that took place in history. First, we want to analyze that this phenomenon of prophethood, how did it sprout in the society? What were the social, political, historical circumstances in which it came? That's number one. The second discussion that we want to have is that from which group of people were the prophets, and where, what was the receptacle of prophethood? Where was the cradle of prophethood? What was it in? Was prophethood something that only a certain group of people had, or was it something that was owned, let's say, by the poor people or by the rich people, or by the weak people, or by the intellectuals and the philosophers of society? What group of people, what caste of people were the ones that owned this status of prophethood? And the third discussion that we're going to have is the issue of the fact that was this prophethood for the benefit of a few group of rich people, or was it for the benefit of everyone? Inshallah, we shall come to these discussions slowly.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we're discussing about this, we want to kind of understand, you see, that what does Islam have to say about this historical phenomenon that took place, this issue of prophethood, the social circumstances and the grounds for the coming of prophets, and the issue of whether who are the prophets, were they from a specific group, or from they were, let's say, from the poor or the rich people. The third thing that we are going to discuss about the fact that was it for the benefit of a certain group of people or not? And was it, let's say, for the material progress of groups, of certain groups of people? Was it for their spiritual progress, or was it for other progresses? What was the actual direction of these messages?